فات مینا یمیری جو زہر عصر مغرب عشاء اینڈ فجر صلات. Besides that, as I said, engage yourself in tilawat, ibadat, zikr, because Mina is another place where shaitan has got ample time. He knows everybody has gathered here and there's nothing to do, because every haji says, what must we do? There's nothing to do. From Zohar till next day, Fajr, they say, what must we do? There's nothing to do. So therefore, they start gossiping. South Africa, we leave behind to go for Hajj. But we bring the whole of South Africa back into Mina. And that is where the discussions take place of everything that you can think of. And especially when you are 10, 15, 50 in a room, then you can't even control the others. If you take a kitab and read, or if you have to speak to them about Hajj and about the virtues or anything like that, or read Quran Sharif or make zikr, then sometimes you find yourself a square peg in a round hole, completely out of place, or like a fish out of water, because those others are uncomfortable, because it's disturbing their gossip, it is disturbing their ghibah, and they talk about everything else, all worldly things. So brothers, to say that what is there to do, there's plenty to do. Either make tilawat of the Quran Sharif, make zikr, make namaz, or invite people towards deen, and if you are tired, then go to sleep. But don't engage in gossip and idle talk and chatter in that Mubarak place. Because you should be now preparing for the Hajj, the day of Arafah. And that was the hikmah and the wisdom behind taking everybody out on the 8th of Zulhijjah and bringing them into Mina. Because if all of them left Makkah Sharif suddenly and went into Arafat, then you haven't conditioned yourself. The sunnat namazes that we make before the farz namaz, it is all to put us into that frame of mind that just now farz namaz time is coming. So therefore you start making sunnat namazes, so you are getting into that frame of mind. So this coming away to Mina was intended for that, that now just the next day is going to be Arafat, and that is where Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's rahmat will know no bounds. So we must condition ourselves before arriving at Arafat. That is the whole purpose. So on the 9th of Zulhijjah now, which is the day of Arafah, after sunrise, preparation will be made to proceed to Arafah. Now this day is a very, very important day in the life of the Haji, because this Arafah presence is first, even for a little while, so much so that if a person is unconscious and he is taken in an ambulance through Arafat, then to his Hajj is valid. But if he doesn't reach Arafat, his Hajj is not valid. So on this day, it is extremely important that we make the best of the opportunity. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, Al-Hajj wal-Arafah. Hajj is Arafah. Al-Hajj Arafah. That if you don't present yourself in Arafah, then there's no Hajj. Therefore, arrangement is normally made for those who are sick in hospitals and others to go to Arafat even for a little while. So when you are on Arafat now, there again, majority of our hajis, they are more concerned about the food, the cold drinks, the air conditioning of the tent, and so many other worldly requirements. We don't say you mustn't eat, we don't say you mustn't drink, we don't say you mustn't sleep, you mustn't have air-conditioned rooms. This is, in fact, I say that if Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has blessed a person with wealth, he has got sufficient wealth, then unnecessarily don't go through hardship. If you can afford a good hotel and you can afford to stay comfortably, then do not unnecessarily go through hardship and then blame it on Hajj. Because lots of people are not used to the Muassasa type of Hajj, where you have to walk long distances and you have to go through a little bit of trial. They are not used to sleeping in very cheap type of beds and mattresses, or sleeping on the floors. at home they haven't slept their whole life down. Now suddenly you put them into that kind of a condition, then what will happen is if they fall sick or ill, then they will blame the Hajj for it, that Hajj is difficult. Whereas Hajj is not difficult. If Allah Ta'ala gave the person plenty of wealth, then stay in a comfortable hotel, no problem. The only problem is that that hotel must not become a trap of shaitan for the person. This is the danger. That the comfortable hotels, the foyers there, the television whole day it is playing. Inside the rooms they've got such luxurious things and television and all the other things that distract the person. So what happens now that if it is hot outside, the person says, I'm in an air-conditioned hotel, and to go outside is going to be very hot, so now he makes his namaz in the room. Now he came all the way from South Africa, but because he's got a comfortable hotel now, you don't find him in the Haram Sharif. Or he's glued to the television even there. So these are the dangers. But if a person is in a comfortable hotel, but it doesn't distract him, it doesn't stop him from going to the Haram Sharif for his namazes. The only thing is that when he comes back to his hotel, he is comfortable, so if he has a few hours of good sleep, he knows he's fit for the next day again. Then there's no harm at all, that will become ibadat, the money that you spend in such kind of a hotel. So it's not the five-star hotel which is a problem. But what is the problem is that the people that make use of these type of hotels, generally the majority I'm talking about, no more it's the minority, the majority, and you will see it for yourself, you will find most of the time they spend in the hotel, either in the foyer or in the room, and they will not be in the haram except for namaz time. And many of them after that, even the namaz times, you don't find them in the Haram Sharif because they have to walk a little distance and it's hot outside. So that now becomes a problem. So even in Mina, Arafat, Muzdalifah, in whichever way you can make yourself comfortable, there's nothing wrong with that. But the purpose must be so that you can do better ibadat. For the purpose of ibadat, if you make yourself comfortable, there's no harm. Spending that kind of money will be sawab and reward. The director of Hamdar Dawakhana, multi-millionaire, he wrote to Hazrat Maulana Aftab Alam Sahib, the Khalifa and son of Hazrat Maulana Badri Alam Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh. He had taluk with him, he was bayat with him. Said, and the first time he was going for Hajj. So he wrote to him that I want to come for Hajj, but what I want to do is buy a car and travel by car right from India to Makkah Sharif and go through it the hard way and then return. Maulana replied, catch a plane, buy a first class ticket, come from Makkah Sharif, stay in a comfortable hotel, and after you have finished with your Hajj, then buy a car from Jeddah and travel back home with the car. So look at the Buzrugs, where they see. And then he told us, he said, why did I give him this reply? He said, because if this man travels from home to Makkah Sharif, on the way the punctures and the accidents and the breakdown and running out of petrol and all those other difficulties that he would have experienced, then he would have added all that on the list of Hajj difficulties. And he would have said that Hajj is very difficult. Now that he comes comfortably on his return journey, when he will go, so the punctures and the accidents and the breakdowns and whatever he will experience, that's his own problem. Nobody asked him to go by car from there to... Allah Ta'ala mentioned in the Quran anywhere that he must do that. So this man who is not used to that kind of life, he suddenly is trying to go through a very difficult life, he might have a problem. So there's no harm in that. The problem is that we should not get stuck to those televisions and those evils that are there. So now in Arafat, after Zuhr, there is a masjid there which is called Masjid-e-Namira. Unfortunately, lots of hajis think that that is on Arafat or in Arafat, and they spend their whole time there. Portion of that masjid is in Arafat and portion of it is outside Arafat. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's tent was put in that masjid area. And after that he went to Arafat, front of Jabal-e-Rahmat. So you can rest there if you wish to or go there, but the best is to go directly to the tents which have been allocated. And then after Zawal, make your Zuhr namaz. And since you are not making it in the masjid, so make the Zuhr in the Zuhr time and Asr in the Asr time. And don't enter into any argument with any person there. You will get everyone giving you a different fatwa there. One person will say you must make two rakats, the other one will say you must make four rakats. One will say you must make Zohar and Asr together, the other one will say no, you must make it separate. Now you will not understand the reasons behind it and the different mazahib that are there, people of Shafi, Hanafi, Maliki and other mazhabs that come there. So those who are Hanafis, the simple rule is this, that if you are a musafir, then you will read two rakats of Zohar and two rakats of Asr in the appropriate time. Zohar in the Zohar time, Asr in the Asr time. If you are going to the Masjid in Amara and there you are reading behind the Imam, then there Zohar and Asr will be made together. Now all the reasons for that and the details you don't have to worry about.